Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Spotlight Saturday. Happy Saturday morning. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. I welcome you guys here at beautiful Face Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. That's right. We are going to be spotlighting Gold City on Spotlight Saturdays with CA. I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and check that like button. We'd sure love it. The more, the merrier. Stand by one moment for a PSA announcement. Gold City, what a great quartet they are, and we're just so happy to spotlight them. You know, my dad told me about Gold City many, many decades ago, and one of their signature songs is The Midnight Cry, which we're going to play here in a while, along with many others. You know, Gold City is an American, friends, Southern Gospel Quartet, and you know where they're based at? In Glaston, Alabama. That's right. They've been active since 1980 and present. The members they have right now in the group, in case anybody wants to know, is Thomas Naley, Bruce Travano, Daniel Riley, Chris West, and good old G.W. Southward. Little history on these guys. They're Mississippi-based Christianeers, and they were renamed Gold City, and believe it or not, it was back in Georgia at midnight on New Year's Eve on 1980. You know, we're going to stop right there. And you know what? I'm just going to skip along because I just want to do this. I love this song, and I get a lot. And since it was midnight back then, let's just go ahead and play The Midnight Cry with Gold City. Enjoy.
Right.
on Spotlight Saturday. What other way to better play that with Gold City? And starting off with one of their signature songs. That's right, The Midnight Cry. Well, friends, back to the early years. So the group got started on New Year's Eve with the name that was called Gold Cities back in 1980 on a New Year's Eve in Georgia at midnight. With bass Dallas Gittard, tenor Bob Oliver, lead singer Jerry Ritchie, and who was a baritone back then, Ken Tussle. That's right. The group's owner was originally Floyd Beck, who sold the quartet to Tim Wiley. And how about this popular name? I played him before. He was part of the quartet. Are you ready? Ivan Parker. That's right. Who sings a lot of songs, which we play a lot. And Brian Free and Gary Jones. Bass was Tom Wiley, would replace Gillian, who would become the permanent bass player in July of that same year. The group also appeared on the main stage on the National Quartet Convention back in October of 1981. Now, pianist Gary Jones joined the group 1 month prior to the convention. And in 1982, tenor Brian Free came aboard and led Ivan Parker as he joined in 1983. This group of men formed a consistent, and I'm talking consistent, core that remained together until the end of 1993 when Jeff Hooter joined the group in 1984. And we're going to talk here in a little bit about the 90s and a little bit more history on Gold City. But I want to play one of their other signature songs, and that is Victory in Jesus.
Victory. I get so tired and blue. someone to care. You know, when I feel helpless and Princess can't be found, he's the one that I look up to. He's always there when I get down. I get down.
I get down all
when I get blue.
I get so tired and blue.
I get discouraged.
I get so down
when
I
have nothing left to do.
What can I do?
I know that if I trust
if
him,
I just trust
he will work the thing
out. Work it out. So I'll just talk to Jesus.
There you go. Spotlight Saturdays on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. And that's with CA, your guest host today, as always. Spotlighting the greats. And, of course, this week our greats is Gold City. Now, going back with a little bit more on history on Gold City, in the 1990s, Steve Lacy took over for Lee Ferraro back in 1992 after the departure of Free, Jones, and Parker, the trifecta, back in 1993. Lacy was the baritone. He took over the lead duties while Mark Turnell became the baritone and Lee Patrick was named the lead tenor. Now, Lacy left to join the Kingdom Hairs, which we will spotlight them someday. And then also David Hill became the lead singer for a while. His departure led to, of course, the next consistent lineup for the group, which included Jonathan Wilburn as the singing lead, Mark Turnell as the singing baritone, who does an awesome job, and J. Patrick as the tenor. Over the years, the group has developed, friends, a style that relied on heavy brass arrangements for making their songs driving songs. In recent history, the last few years, just kind of give you a little bit of a heads up, have brought a period of change and transition for the quartet, because they change from time to time. Different quartets, some retire or some move on. Now, many personal changes on the front line as well was the breakup of the band Gold. Had given them a new look as well as a new sound of the group. The most noticeable and tragic occurred in 2006 when Doug Riley, who co-managed Gold City in addition to playing drums before running the sound with the group's streamlined on operations, sadly was killed in an automobile accident on his way to the recording studio in the early morning of January the 31st, 2006, to continue work on the recording. Now, in March of 2006, brass singer Bill Lawrence, who had been handpicked by former brass singer Tim Riley, left the group. Tim, he filled in for several months while he searched for a replacement. And then, of course, it goes on with different people from time to time. We got Aaron McKern, who was the bass singer. He came from the Plamento State Quartet, and he joined Gold City in 2006. So they've had a lot of up and downs of different singers, but they still maintain to keep it together. Just a quick update on January the 28th of 2020, Bruce Tofano announced his return. He's back to the group, and after the resignation of lead singer at the time was Scott Brand, and Bruce began singing with the group in February of the 21st. Oh my goodness, we got so many. I mean, here in a little while, I'll go over just a few of how many band members that they had had. All right, I want to play another great song, and this is by them too. Sunday's Coming.
Thank you.
There we go. I Have an Anchor, The Rock I'm Standing On, and that's from their album Sunday's Coming. Now, let me just give you kind of an idea of some of the present and past singers that you guys may know. Let's go back and let's date it back when it very, very started under the name of Gold City Quartet. 1980 was Bob Oliver, Jerry Ritchie, Ken Trussell, and Dallas Gideon. 1980 to 1981 was the same group, with the exception of the bass had flipped from Dallas Gillian to Tim Riley. Now, if you go back from 1981 to 1982, we still got Bob Oliver still the tenor. Okay, and then we have Jerry Ritchie as the lead, and then we have Ken Trussell, and of course we still have Tim Riley. Back from 82 to 83, the tenor had changed from Bob to Brian Free. Hopefully I'm not confusing any of you guys. And we still kept the same lineup. In 93, we still had the same lineup, with the exception of the lead had changed. Jerry Ritchie had got out of it in 1983 with the group, and they had Bill Kretchen in during that time. Everybody else stayed the same. It just goes on and on. In 1983, one of the recognizable names was Ivan Parker came aboard the Gold City from 1983. He kept going until about, let's see, Ivan went from 1983. I'm just kind of doing some research because there's so many guys. There are so many. To about 1994, believe it or not. 1993 was his ending. So Steve Lacy took over during that time. So the group just kept growing and growing, and they kept blessing hearts. And, you know, and I mean, they were just doing so much. And they were the group that, you know, the Spears. I go back and I dated. I've spotlighted Papa Spear, Mama Spear, all the Spears. I knew all the Spears growing up in my Baptist years. And Nazarene Church, too, you know, here in the Spears. Just a wonderful group of singers. You know, that's what's missing, the quartets of today. And if you're in a quartet and you want us to spotlight you and your group, feel free, guys. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or if you're an upcoming Christian artist, you may play your music. Do the same as well. I'd love to spotlight you guys. This is something we're bringing back by request. All right, a little bit more Gold City on Spotlight Saturday with CA. This is called Lord of Life.
Thank you. stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood.
Seems all mine will
Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. I've got one more song by special request. One more song. This particular song is a hit. You're going to love it. And before we close out on this wonderful, loving group, share your thoughts and let me know what you think. Morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Share this podcast. Like us on our Facebook page, friends. Give us a 5-star rating if you're on Apple Podcasting or Google Podcasts. Here we go. This is the last song by Gold City before we close out on Spotlight Saturdays with CA. Power of the Cross.
Yeah.
Amen. And I hope you guys got blessed like I did on Spotlight Saturday. And today's Spotlight, of course, we were honoring Gold City. Well, this is CA getting ready to sign off here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you, everybody, for your faithfulness. Thank you for being a good listener. Thank you for just sharing our podcast show. And we got many more spotlights coming up with various guests. And great and wonderful things happening here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Again, I am CA, your on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Getting ready to saddle up on a Saturday morning, coffeed up, and getting ready to leave Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Be sure to join us for Sunday morning praise, Sunday morning rise and shiners. Again, this is CA signing out. Have a blessed day. Bye for now.